It's not looking good out there, no matter which way you look at it. That's a snapshot of the altcoins, and you can see that Bitcoin's retreated all the way back to 68,205. And the reason why this is happening, I'm going to break down the reasons for you, but it has something to do with a change in the election odds. You can see if you look at the poly markets, whereas Trump was very, very, very much in the lead over the last 24 hours, the probabilities that Trump's going to win the elections have been reduced. And if you look at the poly markets, which is obviously slightly more crypto focused, Trump's now down to 54.1, where he was at some stage at about 66%. And if you look at Kalshi, which is, you could say, less crypto-centric or less crypto-friendly, you've now got Kamala and Trump both at 50%. So I'm going to show you exactly why this happened. And I'm going to show you if this is anything to worry about. And we're going to play out the scenario. And then we're going to talk about a couple of memes that have been launched. Specifically, I want to talk a little bit about Peanut and the own goal that was scored when, I guess, you could say the Democrats or whoever was in charge of New York basically euthanized or killed Peanut. And we're going to talk about what happened with Peanut, and we're going to talk about the Peanut meme coin. So Sunday show, we've got a big show today. I wasn't expecting so much to be happening on a Sunday, but it's all happening. So here I am bringing you crypto love and crypto wisdom. Let's get this show on the road, guys. We are going to spend some time talking about Peanut, because I think what happened to Peanut is crazy. I think it's absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. I'm not surprised, though. I mean, I did live in New York, and I can see something like that happening with the culture there and the way that they just want to enforce on the most stupid things. You're talking about, you got so many illegal immigrants, and what do? They're coming after a squirrel. Like, they're coming after an illegal squirrel. We'll talk about Peanut today as well. All right, so listen, it's Sunday. I'm here. I'm bringing you crypto love. I'm bringing you crypto wisdom. I could be with my family, but I decided to hang out with you guys, because you guys are actually my family. So if you appreciate this, you know what to do. Just subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed. Also, smash the like button. Obliterate that like button. I see there's only 267 likes. We need to get everybody here. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. Got a couple of dirty, stinky meme calls for you guys later. I want to show you why I think the markets are responding like this, and break down the scenario, the synopsis of whether you guys should actually be worried at all. And then we're going to break down a whole lot of memes and just lay out a foundation for the week. So if you're not already a subscriber, subscribe. If you are, just smash a like button. Let's get into the alpha of the show as quickly as possible, because we want to bring you the highest alpha per minute show on the entire market. So let's actually take a look at where we're at. It's not as bad as it looks. So yes, we've had a slight pullback on the markets. The pullback, ironically, took us, well, not ironically, if you believe in the charts, literally took us back to the trend line, tapped the trend line, and now looks like we may be getting some kind of upward momentum. For me, I want to see Bitcoin remaining over this line. But regardless of that, the reason why this is happening is because overnight, we had a change in the odds, a drastic change in the odds between Kamala and Trump. And what you can see is that whereas Trump was at one stage at about 67% to Harris's 33% to win the elections, and this is specifically on poly market, now we're going closer to 50-50. And if you look at some other polls, like the Kalshi polls, we're now back at 50-50. So what actually happened? Why did we actually get you? What happened was there was one swing state, which is Pennsylvania, where in Pennsylvania, it's almost been assumed that all along that Trump's going to win Pennsylvania. And what happened was a poll came out. In Iowa, not Pennsylvania, in Iowa, a poll came out, and the poll was all of a sudden that Kamala Harris was ahead of Donald Trump in Iowa, which is absolutely ridiculous, because Trump has always been winning in Iowa. All the polls up until now have said that Trump is going to win Iowa, and then this one crazy poll came out. And in this one poll, it basically showed Kamala Harris ahead of Trump by a little bit. And that got the markets really, really, really worried. In fact, what happened was, as soon as that happened, all of a sudden the odds collapsed. Let's just actually refresh this, because this is moving so quickly. It is moving slightly more towards Trump's, in Trump's favor, and I'll show you in a second why. But as soon as this poll came out, all of a sudden the odds collapsed. And that's why with it, so did the markets, because what we do know is that the markets have really been a mirror image of the you know, whether Trump wins the election. So you kind of see, like, every time Trump, the probabilities of Trump going up increase, then so do every time the poly markets increase, so does the price of Bitcoin. Now that the poly markets have decreased, so now the price of Bitcoin has actually decreased. So what's actually going on here? Is there anything to worry about? Is Trump about to lose Iowa? Are things changing in this election? I think the answer is absolutely not. And to be honest, I warned people about this a few days ago, where I said, look, this is before the volatility. I said, look, guys, I'm expecting huge volatility specifically in the altcoins for the next couple of days. And the reason why I said it was, I expect the media machine to be in full swing to get people demotivated about voting, right? So generally what they want to do is they want to demotivate you to almost think, look, that Trump's got no chance, that Kamala's got no chance, and that way you won't go to the polls. But I also said here, we're in an echo chamber, and our echo chamber is very, very, very much focused and factored in on a Trump win. You must never, ever, ever underestimate the Democrats, because these guys are powerful. These guys are shrewd. These guys are very, very, very well connected. And I can tell you that you cannot write off the Democrats until the last day. And what I'm expecting specifically for the next 24, 48 hours, or at least until the end of Tuesday, is I'm expecting the media machine to be in full force to try and convince you that you've done something wrong. This is the longest, we're about to enter the craziest part before the election, where crazy, crazy, crazy things are going to happen. And what I recommend from you guys now is almost to forget about what you are about to hear. Ignore everything that you hear from now on, and just make sure that you can withstand your positions. In other words, that you're not going to get wicked out if you've taken too much leverage or not. Because I'm expecting in the next 24 to 48 hours that markets are going to go absolutely crazy. There's going to be good news about Kamala, good news about Trump, bad news about Kamala, bad news about Trump. This is the 48 hours before the election where it's like the end of a fight. It's like the last chance that you got to knock out your opponent. You're going to give it everything. It's the most exciting part of the fight. And to be honest, I'm expecting a lot of manipulation. Now, you got to make sure that you don't get manipulated, or you don't get shaken out in this manipulation. They're going to make you think that Kamala is winning. They're going to make you think that Trump's losing. They're going to make you think all of these things. And all that's going to happen is at the end of it, there's going to be a winner, and you've got to make a call now as to who you think that winner will be. And you cannot chop and change every 2 minutes with every headline that's coming out. I think that Trump is going to win, but we cannot be certain. And so you've got to make sure that your positions are hedged accordingly. I did see what David Sacks said. He said the point of a suppression poll is to convince you that Trump has already lost. There's no point in voting. Don't be fooled. It's just another media lie. To me, maybe this thing can backfire, because if they think that Trump is losing, maybe a lot of people who weren't going to vote will actually get off the sofa and actually go and vote. Someone says, the Reddit libertarian says, Kamala did not have a sudden 6-point right angle leap on Saturday night in the poll. That's poll manipulation, which is designed to demoralize you. So she says, let it make you angry so that you actually go and vote. And I kind of think that that's pretty much what's going to happen. And I think David Sacks also said, he said, Atlas Intel was the most accurate pollster in 2020. There's no way Trump is losing Iowa if he's ahead in all the states. In the next 72 hours, there's going to be nothing but psyops. Ignore it. Keep your head down and go and vote if you're in the United States. Just keep going and go and vote. Don't get it. There's some more like stuff showing how Trump was never, ever, ever going to lose Iowa. But again, what you have to remember is that markets hate uncertainty. And right now, there's a higher probability of a Trump win factored into the numbers. And so you have a higher probability of a Trump win in the numbers. And anything that is against a Trump win is going to rattle markets, even if it's not true. Now, what you can see is that already this has been like breaking. Trump grabs lead over Kamala 53 to 42.7. So it just shows that, okay, now in the polls, Trump is back. But it doesn't matter, because the markets are going to respond to anything where there's uncertainty. Also, I think that you should be careful of the polls, and specifically be careful of the polls that are happening right now, because we're very, very, very close to the election. And if I show you some of the other polls that happened, I mean, this is Hillary. Hillary had a 91% chance of actually beating Trump, and she ended up losing it on the day. These are actual screenshots of what happened. And it does seem like Trump is very, very, very much ahead in all of the swing states. So for now, it feels like it's going to be a Trump win. But you can, in U.S. elections, if I've learned one thing, is you can never, ever, ever be certain until the end of the day when the ballots are counted and they announce the winner. Anyway, in the meantime, what's happened is the following. So you've had the markets, you've had Bitcoin responding to that, because remember that all the stock markets are closed. And so the only barometer, or the only market that we have which can be manipulated over the weekend, is the Bitcoin market or the crypto markets. And you can see that from Friday night, we had a massive drop in the price of Bitcoin because of this, just in case there is a calm below. And with that, $2.5 billion of open interest and leverage was actually washed out. And as I said to you, I think the real fun actually begins after elections. And it doesn't, specifically for Bitcoin, it doesn't really matter who wins the election, specifically around Bitcoin. For altcoins, maybe a different story. But for Bitcoin, it doesn't really matter who wins the elections. If Trump wins, we're going to get a spike in Bitcoin immediately. If Kamala wins, it's going to be a spike. It's just going to take a little bit longer. Either way, elections have always been good for markets and have always been good for Bitcoin. For markets, there's a lot of sideline money, and all the markets want to know is that there's certainty. They just want to know who's winning. They don't really care whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. They just want to know. They just want uncertainty out the way. And that's why whenever you look at markets, markets respond well to election outcomes, regardless of whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. So someone said history, I think I just want to find you that tweet, says, bulls have data on their side, seasonality, post-election performance, liquidity cycles, foyer, all of which are setting up for an imminent explosion. Bears are praying that this time is different. It's not going to be different this time. It doesn't matter from a Bitcoin point of view who wins. We are definitely going to see that run. If Trump wins, we get a much bigger, much quicker run. If Kamala wins, it probably takes a bit longer. For altcoins, maybe a slightly different story. If Kamala wins, probably not that great for altcoins in the short term, but in the long term, technology will win and we're going to just chug along. So I think it comes down to, if you're holding Bitcoin, I don't think you have too much to be concerned about. If you're holding altcoins, well, you've decided you're going to take on some more risk. If the elections play out in your favor, you will be handsomely rewarded for taking that risk. If not, then you might have to hold a little bit longer, or maybe a lot longer, to win. I don't think that the Kamala administration is going to be as hostile towards crypto as the Biden administration was. And that's because Kamala Harris has no political debt to Elizabeth Warren, who's been the anti-crypto army. She's been running on the anti-crypto army and stuff like that. So I think Kamala Harris she's not indebted to Elizabeth Warren. So I think either way, it's going to be good, just probably better for Bitcoin, but better for crypto and Bitcoin if Trump wins. But either way, by Wednesday or Thursday, the real fun actually begins, because we'll start seeing where the swing states have started to go. We'll be covering it, obviously. And then we'll know whether the bulls are going to get rewarded. I did see this tweet from Eric Crown. He says, if you look at the previous elections, before the previous elections, I'm going to make this chart a little bit bigger just so that you can see it. Before the previous elections, in all the previous elections, a few days before the elections, Bitcoin always had a little bit of a dip. Then you had the election, and then Bitcoin actually shot up. And that happened in every single election. Now, the one thing that you'll notice here is that Bitcoin never, ever, ever came back to the level that we were at before the elections, which is quite a big thing to talk about. Like, if you look at every single election cycle, once the election had been won, Bitcoin has never, ever, ever been back to the level it was before an election. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if history is going to play out exactly the same, but if history does play out the same, then we're talking about a Bitcoin not ever going below 68,000 or 70,000 again. So if history plays out like that again, then I think we're going to have I mean, you can see it in the chart. So that's the chart over there. There's the election. Bitcoin went up, never ever went below that level. Again, there's another election. Bitcoin went up, never ever to go below that level. And then again over here, slightly down just before the election, slightly down 1 week before the election, slightly down 1 week before the election. Obviously, because markets don't like uncertainty. And then all the way up. And I'm expecting, again, similar here. So as the tweet said, post US election return from Bitcoin, just to give you some, and again, this is Democrat and Republican, 24% on the 1 month, 105% on the 3 months, and 470% on the 6 months. So I'm not worried about Bitcoin. And to be honest, in my heart of hearts, I'm still backing Trump for the win. And so I'm slightly more risk on And I think that if you are slightly more risk on, and you can afford to be slightly more risk on, and it plays out in our favor, then you will be rewarded accordingly. This, what's happening now, is jitters that the market's got. The market's got huge jitters because the market doesn't know who's going to win the election. And so people are getting shaken out of positions. I ain't going to be shaken out. I've taken a view. My view, Trump is going to win the election. If I'm right, I'm going to be rewarded very, very handsomely. If I'm not right, then I'm holding very, very, very good protocols. Like I've dumped 90% of my shit. The stuff that I actually am holding is I'm holding the really good quality protocols that I believe in for multi-cycles. And if worst case happens, I just have to ride out a whole Carmilla cycle. But I don't think it's going to be as bad as that. But I just want to prepare you for the worst case scenario. Best case scenario, Trump wins and we all go to Valhalla. One thing I can say that is that even if Carmilla wins, I think the safest place to be, and I actually tweeted about this on the weekend. I tweeted and I said, you know, let me actually try and find you the tweet where I said something like the best place to be is actually to be in meme coins, funny enough, because the reality is that there's two coins or three coins that we know aren't security. So we know Bitcoin's not a security. We know ETH's not a security. And we also know that meme coins aren't really securities, right? And so it'll be very hard for the Carmilla administration, even if they win, to go after your meme coins because those aren't securities. So how are they going to go after your meme coins? They can't all of a sudden declare them securities. And so to me, the best hedge is be in Bitcoin, be in ETH, and then be in some good quality memes, because either way, if Carmilla wins, very, very, very hard for them to go after meme coins. The other coins, yeah, they can go after them, like, or they can continue the actions of the SEC. But as I say, I think regardless, I don't see the SEC being as hostile. And so now we sit and we wait for the outcome of the election. As I was saying, I think that the Democrats, I don't think it was specifically a Democrats, I'll be honest, it was just a Democrat state that potentially scored an own goal. And I'll show you probably one of the biggest own goals. And I kind of think that if, when we reflect back on this election, if Kamala Harris loses the elections, I think there's a couple of turning points which we're going to say were pivotal turning points in the election. The first one of those turning points, I think, was the garbage statement by Joe Biden when he called all Trump supporters garbage. And then obviously Trump's PR team got Trump into the back of the garbage truck and they made a whole big hoo-ha about it. Then there's another turning point, which I think is related to Peanut. So for those of you who don't know who Peanut is a squirrel. He is, I think, one of the most famous squirrels in the world. He's got a massive social following, over a million social followers. I'm not going to play the music here because I will get a copyright strike if I play the music. But he's a domesticated squirrel which lives in New York. And he is the most famous squirrel out there. He's got a huge TikTok account. He's got a huge Instagram account. He's got a huge following. He's extremely, extremely tame and domesticated. You can see it in a lot of the videos. And there is an animal shelter that's actually built around his name. There's an animal shelter that's actually built around his Peanut's name. And I mean, these are just a few of the videos that you can see. Peanut the squirrel, you can go and Google it. But he's quite a famous, or was quite a famous, quite a cool squirrel, and that's his owner. Now, what happened was in New York, somebody posted a complaint, or lodged a complaint against the fact that Peanut's owner had a raccoon and a squirrel inside the house. Again, both domesticated raccoon and a squirrel. And so what happened was that the authorities barged in the morning. And in fact, this is probably the best place for you guys to listen to it.
We just learned that they have euthanized Peanut.
And the raccoon as well.
And the raccoon as well. I am so sorry. This must be really difficult for you.
It not only tears my family apart, but Peanut was the cornerstone of our nonprofit animal rescue. And 10 to 12 DEC officers raided my house as if I was a drug dealer. I was sat outside my house for 5 hours. I had to get a police escort to my bathroom. I wasn't even allowed to feed my rescue horses breakfast or lunch. I was sat there like a criminal. After they interrogated my wife to check out her immigration status, then proceeded to ask me if I had cameras in my house. Then proceeded to go through every cabinet, nook, and cranny of my house for a squirrel and a raccoon.
They got a search warrant?
They got a search warrant Four departments and a judge signed off on a search warrant for only a raccoon. And then they took them and killed them.
Why did they go through all that to get a search warrant for an animal that had been with you very safely, and the world witnessed this, for 7 years? Why now suddenly did they show up with a search warrant and take these animals?
We haven't a clue. We don't know who made the complaints. Again, Peanut was an indoor squirrel, not harming anybody. He's been with us for 7 years. Not a single complaint was ever filed for this animal. We had him for 7.5 years. He became the world's most famous squirrel. We weren't hiding him by any means. He was all over TikTok. He became the first squirrel on TikTok to ever hit 1 million followers. He did every news station around the world. He's helped people. He's helped kids gather joy. And then we started a nonprofit animal rescue called Peanuts Freedom Farm to help animals like Peanut fight a good fight when they're in a neglected case or they're sitting in a slaughter. And he was the cornerstone of our life and our organization. We used his platform to help raise money for the 300 animals we have at our sanctuary.
So I think it was a massive, massive, massive angle. I don't think it was done that. But what they did was they took Peanut and they took Peanut's brother. Well, not brother, because one's a raccoon and one's a squirrel, Fred. And effectively, they euthanized them both and they basically killed them because there was a complaint. There's a lady who's a complaint. I couldn't find her picture, but there's a person who was allegedly the person who posted the complaint. Four departments went in a city that is filled with illegal immigrants and effectively killed the squirrel. And now the whole of Twitter and the whole internet's gone crazy, crazy, crazy about the squirrel and actually the raccoon. Josh Brooks says, imagine 10 armed agents of the state walk into your house, detain you and your significant other outside of your home, question you like common criminals, and then euthanize your pets based on an anonymous complaint after tossing your entire house. This is not about the squirrel. This is about the Nazism that is displayed by these people. I mean, what are you harboring a squirrel? Is that what it's actually come to? I mean, even the New York Post. Is speaking about bureaucrats kill Peanut the pet squirrel. It's become news headlines. You need to understand something. Peanut the squirrel's death isn't about people getting outraged over nothing burger. It's not about that. It's about how people can barge into a man's home at the stroke of a judge's pen, strip him of all his rights and treat him like a felon, and go through his belongings just because they're following a standard procedure. There are few places in the free world where bureaucracy operates like this. The UK, Germany, not pleasant. America is joining that list. And that is what people are actually fighting about. Elon Musk says, the government should not be allowed to barge into your house and kill your pet. That's messed up. Even if it's illegal to have a pet squirrel, which it shouldn't be, why kill Peanut instead of just releasing him into the forest? And I think I pretty much agree with that. Why not put him into a home? Why not send him to a zoo? Why do you kill people's pets? I mean, that's like killing extended family. I have a pet and my dog is very much a part of my family. We have a pet lizard. The lizard's very much part of our family. My kids would be distraught if someone just barged into the house and killed them, regardless of whether it's legal, illegal. I think that there should be some kind of humanity here. Anyway, so what did the crypto people do when this happened? They do what crypto people always do, and they launch meme coins. Of course they launch meme coins. So Peanut. Peanut has a market cap of $76.8 million, as you can see. You've got Fred. Fred has a market cap of $4.7 million, of course, because that's what crypto people do. And there's the whole change.org where they've got almost 50,000 signatures around getting justice for what actually happened. But again, I think for crypto, what we've realized again is that where do we vent our frustrations? Where do we create these things? We create these things on meme coins, and we go out on meme coins. And again, this week was another week where meme coins were once again the leading sector. And specifically, we saw the rise of a new kind of narrative in meme coins, which is meme coin NFTs now. So there's now meme coin NFTs, which are all happening. In fact, to speak about Peanut and Fred and all the other things that are going on in the meme coin world, I've actually got some friends here today, all meme coin DJs. We've got Paolo with us today. We've got Dan with us, and we've got Anton Handsome Finance with us. Guys, how are you guys? What do you guys think of Peanut and Squirrel? I can't hear Anton. Can we? There you go. I think maybe you've muted yourself, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for having me here. Well, I'm not surprised that this go fast, because the fastest way to get your news nowadays is just to go on meme coins.
To get your news?
As soon as something is out. Yeah, as soon as something is out, before Twitter, someone create a meme coin about it. So I think I can understand why people would buy into this, because if you are angry at the government that they did this and whatever, like what kind of power you have, the only action you can take to support this is either comment online, post about it, or buy the meme coin.
I don't own any Peanut, and I don't own any Fred, but I kind of feel like buying some just because it's like being part of the resistance movement. It's like my way of showing that I'm part of the resistance movement. Paolo, what do you think? You're my meme coin degen. Is this one of these meme coins that's going to pass, or does this one actually have a chance?
No, I think this one has a chance. So this is a very similar story to Harambe. And that meme coin also did really well. This was like previous meme coin cycles when this was going on. So it ran as high as it did. With Peanut now, we've seen these things happening way much quicker and way much higher. So yeah, I do think, I wouldn't get in now. I don't like aping into these hyped up plays on the days of. But I think definitely Peanut is one that's here to stay. Much like Harambe.
I mean, there's two coins that have been launched. What, Peanut is the squirrel because he's much more famous. And then Peanut's got the raccoon, which is Fred. So now the question is, do you think, Fred's got a much lower market cap. Would you touch the lower market cap one, or would you just stick to Peanut because he's like the main character here?
Yeah, so this is what I'm doing right now. I'm playing, there's a few smaller cap ones that came out of this Peanut thing. But I'm just playing the volatility on them. I'm not building any long-term bags on these things. So yeah, I've been playing Fred. There's another one called the OPK, which is from that Elon Musk tweet. So when he had that tweet, when he added like the quote by Obi Peanut Kenobi, someone launched OPK. So that one's also been moving today. So there's a few of these I'm playing on, but I'm not building any long-term bags right now.
So Obi Peanut Kenobi is OPK for those of you who don't know that. And that comes off, it comes from this tweet over here. So this is the Obi Peanut Kenobi. So just for those of you who haven't been following. Dan, are you loading up on these things, bro?
This like sort of short-term, fast movement, speculative stuff is not really my specialty. But look, if you're someone in the meme coin trenches, you can hop on a new trend really quick. You know, like when these things launch, they've got tiny valuations. People have only just, you know, seen the story online. If you can get in early, I think you can do really well. But I wouldn't be like buying a long-term bag to hold into next year on this sort of play. You know, it gets really, really hyped up, and I can't see the hype being as sustainable as it is now. And, you know, people, you know, like these meme coins are based on how much mind share they occupy. And I don't think it's a sustainable mind share, but you can still make money if you're early. So
let's talk about sustainable mind share. So you said that you think that maybe Peanut and Fred are going to have short-term mindset, not have sustainable mindset. I think I kind of agree with you, although I do think that Peanut might become a part of the resistance against, you know, like the resistance against governments. Are you holding or are you playing any memes going into the election? Is there any memes that you guys would hold? The elections are in 2 days. You've got, you know, Trump, Kamala at about 50-50 now. Is there anything that you'd be playing in the next 2 days around the elections?
Trump have his meme coin, yeah. There's Trump, TREMP. I think that's the biggest one for Trump. That's the main one, like he's drawn as a cartoon.
Yeah, there's Trump. There's both. There's MAGA, which is Trump, and then you've got Tramp, which is another one. Paolo, how are you playing this? The meme coins going into the election? Are you placing any bets around the elections?
So not right now. So I did trade Politify briefly over the summer for a while. I think the closer we get to the elections, your time is up. But there is one, though, that I saw it came out 3 days ago, and it's been doing really, really well. And I thought it was like a really smart idea. So someone created this coin called Rigged. And so this could be a very good if Kamala wins hedge for your portfolio. I think it's really smart the way the someone thought of this. But yeah, personally, I think it's too late to be aping into like the broader Politify meme coin trading. The time is up now.
So Rigged is a $2.6 million market cap. For those of you who aren't following, And it is all around the elections being completely rigged. It's all around this meme over here, which is there was that meme where the guy was trying to vote and it kept going to Carmen. It was this meme over here. And so the coin that was launched was the rigged coin, which is this coin over here. And Paolo says that's one of his bets for the elections. Anton, are you looking at anything for the elections?
Well, there's a good thing you were talking about. Like, I think Peanut ends up being one that is correlated to the election, because if Trump comes in, then it kind of validates, all right, there's the resistance to cover. Kamala do not have much meme coins, actually. The one that she has are pretty boring. And I think that shows an interest of the crypto people towards Trump or Kamala.
So I mean, does that mean that you would maybe take a bet on something that is more Kamala related, just in case, just to hedge yourself?
Honestly, I probably will not do that. I probably just hold on to Trump. There's one on, based on my research, I think it would be too complicated to find a good tickers on Kamala for investors.
Okay. Now let's move beyond I see we lost Dan. I'm sure he'll join us again. Let's move beyond the elections. Let's move to something a little bit more broad. What are you guys seeing as some of the hot narratives? Is the AI agent thing still a thing, or is that now, has that narrative actually calmed down a little bit? Paolo?
It definitely came down, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's done now, at least for a while. What I'm hoping to see from the whole thing is when we will get like this sort of like agents just shilling just regular meme coins. So it doesn't have to be like a robot meme coin or something that has like, you know, all those electricity effects and all that stuff. It doesn't have to scream AI or robot in your face. But I think from there, we're going to see other projects just tapping into the tech and just get like a automated bot or something to just keep shilling their coins. And it doesn't have to be like an AI coin. It can be any coin. And there's some projects already playing with this, I quite like seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the AI agents, one of the ideas is that AI agents are going to be shilling meme coins. But then, as I said before, I think the thing that I'm most excited about is when AI agents actually start doing research and then they start saying, well, look, we actually like Solana. And then they just start shilling Solana or like, you know, Sui or Aptos, because they've actually done some real research and they've got, you know, they've got basis to actually start calling those coins. So I think that would be something that I look forward to. I look forward to the day when AI agents can actually start not shilling, but actually doing research and actually recommending. Let's call it recommending, because I think shilling refers to, you know, you're getting paid to do it or whatever else. Getting paid to do it. Guys, just before we carry on, I want to just remind everyone the meme coin shows on Sunday are actually sponsored. One of our sponsors is actually Klaus. You know Klaus. Klaus is the goldfish from America's Dad. So here it is. Here he is. Great community, very, very, very solid. I mean, this has gone through the typical price curve of up, down, and then it's now slightly down, but is recovering. Very strong community, very strong partnerships that these guys are doing. I think that this could be a good answer to the Matt Fury narrative that has been happening in the last couple of months. Now you've got like the Seth MacFarlane, the America's Dad. So I think this is quite an American Dad, which I think is quite a good one. I see we've got Dan back just in time, So let's talk about other meme coin narratives that you guys are looking at. What else are you guys looking at that's interesting now?
Well, I think with the animal narrative that started with the hedgehog and then the squirrel, we might go back into a few days or maybe 1 week of animal coins again. And then I think what you were talking about AI, when we have a new breakthrough in AI, I think in 2-3 weeks to 1 month, we can expect a new wave of AI coins. But yeah, like this is going to be maybe animal till the election. And then election day, that's honestly like, yeah, after like on the election day, meme coins are going to be crazy. I expect Pump Fund to get like some records in a number of creation and volume, and then until the end of the week, I have no idea what will be the narrative for that.
So are you holding meme coins right through this, or are you trading in and out? Like right now, if you got a bag of meme coins that you're holding right now, which you're going to hold regardless of the outcome of the election and stuff like that, or are you just trading in and out all the time? Because I watch your channel a lot. A lot of your channel is about really trading in and out, like super, super, super fast.
Yeah, that's usually what I do live. But yeah, I'm holding some coins that I think I can hold for a while. Yeah, for sure.
So what in terms of your bags that you're holding for the wow, maybe just give us a look as to what's inside.
Yeah, sure. For me, I'm basically doing a TikTok portfolio. I believe a lot in what have the mind shares, and then I'm thinking about Mudeng. I think Mudeng will come back. It might struggle to find its price range, but I think it's such an original animal. And then also I live in Thailand, so maybe I'm biased because I see a lot more Mudeng happening. But as I saw some people starting to get some T-shirts with Mudeng on it, some pajamas with Mudeng on it, this is what I will monitor. And I think when we're going to have retail people coming in, they're going to buy what they know. And the thing is, I'm always thinking about the husband who invests into a meme coin, what he's going to say to his wife. He's not going to get scolded if he put $1,000 in Mudeng. I like Mudeng.
I don't know, bro. You haven't met my wife. And if I tell her I took $1,000 and I put onto a hippo, I don't know if she's going to take that very well. I've got to be honest.
Just tell her it's me who told you that. Maybe it's going to be. That's the French guy's guy. Yeah, never listen to French people.
So, okay. So Mudeng, yeah. Mudeng is one that you got in your long-term portfolio. What else have you got in your longer-term meme coin?
Skibidi. Skibidi toilets, similar scenario. Older people is going to invest in what younger people invest in. And then I think a lot of younger generation, they're just going to go first in into those meme coins. They're quite smaller market cap, less than 100 million market cap. So be careful, guys.
All right, Dan, so tell us a little bit about what you're holding or how you're playing the next couple of weeks in the meme coin game.
Yeah, so I'm not really doing any positions for the next couple of weeks. I like to do it a little bit more long term. I've been looking into a coin that came out a few days ago called Lucia. I might be saying it wrong, but basically the Vatican has released its own sort of character to help bring more people into Christianity. And it's designed as a character to appeal to young people. It represents hope.
And what's the ticker?
It's been LUCE. And it's a few days old. Basically, they created a meme coin that sort of is the representation of this character. And
this one
going
here?
Into 2020. Yes, this one. Okay. So it's just launched. It's gone up obviously a lot. Now it's going down a lot. I think if you're looking for a coin that enters an accumulation range and makes a comeback, it's going to be something like this. My thesis basically is that going into 2025, it's Jubilee year, which happens usually once every 25 years, so it's a bit of a special year, and they're going to be putting a lot of money into getting this character sort of mindshare.
Is this an official Vatican coin, or is this a...
No. So the Vatican Church made a character, and then people in crypto have obviously made a sort of meme coin about this character. Same thing as what we were talking about earlier. With the animals and stuff. So I think going into 2025, they're going to put a lot of money into getting this character talked about. There's already memes being created with this character, outside of crypto. Maybe not something that you buy immediately, but I would say as something that could be good into 2025, it's one of the first people talk about cult coins. Well, this is one of the first actually religious related coins.
This is religion. So I guess... Yeah, this does play a little bit on religion. All right, what else is in your bag, sir?
I have a pretty strong conviction that Base is going to be big. So I think a lot of the coins on Base are pretty much all correlated together. So if Base comes back, a lot of the meme coins on Base are going to do well. But I think Toshi as one of the main plays on Base. I've been holding that for quite a while now. I think if Base makes a comeback, if it starts to grow again, Toshi will do well. But really, you could be buying any of the solid projects on Base. They're all going to move pretty similar to Toshi. I also hold Chud, which is a sort of 4chan-esque meme that's also, it's on Solana. But yeah, that's my three sort of main positions at the moment, those three.
Okay. I mean, you mentioned Basic. Probably a good time to talk about another one of our sponsors, which is the crappy bird meme. They say that the crappy bird is Pepe's retarded brother, believe it or not. This is a CTO doing pretty well, actually. Doing pretty well. It's got a $2 million market cap, done actually very well. They've also launched this game, which is super interesting. So this is the game over here. You can actually win a lot, and it lands up burning a lot. And so I think these kind of market caps, I think, to be honest, I would be looking at something like I said, a $2 million market cap on Base seems to have all the right makings. Yeah, I think this is one that I definitely keep my eyes on. Paolo, sir, your chance. You're up, sir. I'm very interested to know what... I can't keep up with what you're holding on the morning call, so wondering if you're going to give us a little bit of a lesson here today.
It's too much. yeah, so I liked what Antoine said earlier about like how we could start seeing this cute animal meta come back because of this whole peanut thing. But I wouldn't say it's just because this whole peanut thing. It's like every time you get one of these coins that just goes on a rampage and does multiple million market cap X's, what happens is it creates this black hole and it starts sucking liquidity out of these other meme coins that are not like the ones that have been being talked about at the moment. And every single time this thing reverses and people start coming back into these meme coins. So we've seen it with Nairo, we've seen it with Mudeng. Well, I believe we're going to see it with Peanut now. One of my most high conviction coins on the cute animal meta is Illy. So Illy is a cute cat coin. It's right now it's going through one of these dips because of all this liquidity being sucked out of all the other meme coins. So it's at around 2.8 million right now. But this thing, not that long ago, like just a few months ago, this was it topped out at a $16 million market cap. And this was mostly only one. There was one big influencer that was pushing for this coin. And just this person had it going to 16 million. But right now, the community has grown a lot more because they made money along the way. And then also other influencers joined the community and are shilling this coin. So I think if the first time around this thing did 16 million with only really one big name pushing it, I think
it
does way more than that.
I thought Illy stood for I love you. It does, right? I'm not wrong.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So the whole vibe around this, the community they're creating is this like I love you vibes and like good vibes. And so.
Okay. So in the office, I've heard people calling this the next Popcat. I mean, I know it probably isn't, but it's just nice to
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, even if it's not the next Popcat, it certainly does.
It does have pretty cool making, so to speak. Like it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe cat. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
All right. What next, sir?
So another one of my like high conviction bets is actually way smaller. It's right now around half a million market cap. It's called Skill Issue. The ticker is Skill.
Okay.
So what this is similar to within the same meta as Lock-In. I don't know if you remember Lock-In that started running like crazy even when what's his name? The guy that was calling for the GameStop short squeeze.
Roaring Kitty.
Yeah. So it started. People started paying more attention to Lock-In when they posted like the whole chair thing, and then it ended up also on Murad's list. So this thing went crazy.
But is it this one with the $450?
This one. Yeah.
Very low market cap.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are the ones I like playing in. So for me, like something like Illy. So something like Illy, what the one I gave you earlier, like that's where I park my profits from this. So those are like the more like my stable coins. Really, I like playing on these ones, and
his stable coins have a market cap of $2 million. My God. Oh, my God. That is so scary.
Because what I like doing is identifying the potential on these things while they're still small. That's the only way you're going to really make 100Xs and 1,000Xs. It's not when it's already at like 10 million market cap or 50 million market cap. I mean, chances get lower.
Skill issue is so one that you like.
Yeah, so this is an expression that was used a lot in gaming. So whenever people would lose or whenever they would try to make excuses for losing, people would just go, no, you have a skill issue. It's not like, but this became huge like on Twitch and all these like other gaming platforms. And then it made out of there. So now it's being also used for like things, you know, like those failed videos. So someone does a stupid thing on a video, that's it's a huge fail, and then they'll go skill like issue. A skill issue in the end. And then now they're bringing into crypto as well. So you didn't sell the top skill issue. So this sort of stuff. And the community that's forming around it is quite strong. They've also created this Instagram channel because they try. Like, I also like to look into coins that have potential to onboard normies. And right now, like Instagram, YouTube, like these places is mostly where the normies are still hanging out, not on Twitter like us degens. So they did create this Instagram channel where they post these like failed videos, and on every single one of them, you've got the ticker and the contract address, plus ticker and contract address.
So good.
And this is, and they're at a point now where they're getting 14 million views a month.
Oh wow!
But these people are still not filtering in because retail is not still here full force, but they're being exposed to it. And I believe once these normies come into crypto, something like skill issue can do quite well.
Okay. Antonio, coming back to you, anything else that you're looking at? Dan, I'm going to come back to you straight afterwards and then we're going to call it a day. So what else are you looking at, sir?
Yeah, I'm bouncing back on the same one that you said, like not skill issue, but I'm on no cap, which is similar, an expression to say like, all right, not lying and anything. This is really, really low market cap, so be careful.
You're talking about under $100,000 market cap. You're talking about a 65,000.
Yeah, so I'm not sure you should show it on screen.
Oh, I'm so scared to even show that on the screen. Oh, my goodness. I'm so scared. I'm not even going to show it on the screen. I think it's irresponsible, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
But I am irresponsible, so there we go. Yeah, okay, carry on.
But same, yeah. So if we have a new wave, that's going to be around those expressions. So skill issue, no cap, and probably maybe Loop Bro that had a strong run, and then
well, what's the ticker? Like,
yeah, Loop Bro.
Loop Bro. Luke.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Bro, I feel like you guys.
So ticker is Look.
Ticker is Look.
LOOK.
Yeah. So that one pumped because Murat posted a meme. It wasn't like specifically talking about the coin. It's just the meme on its own. So he posted the meme. And then it had this massive run a while back, maybe a week or so. Yeah, this is a good one. I like.
I feel like you guys live in a different universe, bro. I feel like you guys, like, I would never have found this shit. All right, Dan, I'm coming to you, sir. Give me something stinky and smelly.
I really think everyone should look into Lucy. It's a bit of a different meme coin. It's, you know, we already talked about it before. I think that's something to look into. Like I said, Toshi, things on Base. I think it's going to be Solana and Base this cycle for plays, like looking for meme coin plays. Chud is interesting. It's sort of a meme sort of that originated on 4chan. It's a little bit more niche, but same sort of thesis as any of these memes that are sort of backed by, like, you know, like a real, like this, it's sort of like a real meme. It's an actual sort of trend on the internet. Bit more like 4chan, like, it's not like super normie, like it's not going to be on TikTok, but it is something that is more in like the 4chan, like the more like deep internet space. So I think that has potential too, but those are my like three main plays. I don't have any more like short-term dirty meme coins at the moment, but maybe next show.
Amazing. So listen, guys, before I let the gang go, listen, I've been following Hansen Finance for a while. His coverage has been, you weren't such a degen before, sir. You were much more a much more responsible guy before. And then very recently, you became very much a meme coin degen. I must say, I'm loving it. Links to his channel below. Paolo, of course, you can catch him every morning on our research call. It's also, he lives in Front Runners, where he runs the meme chat in Front Runners. If you want to join Front Runners, there is a link below. Guys, I'm going to thank you for the love. Thank you for being here on a Sunday. Much love. All the links to follow the guests are there below. Also, to you guys, just remember that our shows are actually sponsored, specifically the Sunday shows. There is one more sponsor that I want to talk to you about today. That is Goggles. So Goggles is the official mascot of the Sonic ecosystem. So you know Sonic is the new Phantom relaunch. So Goggles is the official mascot of the Sonic ecosystem. Pretty low market cap, $5.9 million market cap, and lots of a very, very, very solid community and a lot of influencers behind them. Not really a cabal coin, but like, you know, this is a video that Ansem actually posted because he's very much a big fan of Phantom and Sonic and stuff like that. And I think that just goggles might actually, like Sonic's around the corner. They're talking about the 27th of December as a launch. Maybe this is a good one to be looking at. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Again, I hope you enjoyed today's coverage. If you did, maybe just consider smashing the like button one more time. Otherwise, I'll see you guys again tomorrow for our regular shows. Until then, trade well, my friends.